I wrote down the notes of what she said in a summing up. I can't guarantee this is verbatim, but what she said was, on the 11th of the 1st, 2015, Kate was involved in a road traffic accident. She was treated in Cayman Islands at the Georgetown Hospital. Part of her treatment, there was a failed tracheotomy procedure, where the procedure and its management prevented oxygen reaching Kate's brain for a period of at least 8 minutes. And this resulted in hypoxic brain damage. On the balance of probabilities, Kate's subsequent death was a direct result of the failed tracheotomy, which was inadequately carried out.
It must have been sort of a relief for you to hear the coroner say that in her verdict.
A big relief. I mean, it's something we knew. We were aware that the operation had obviously failed, but previously we've not been able to say anything because we knew there could potentially be this inquest and we didn't want to jeopardise or prejudge anything, so we couldn't make it public. Hopefully now people out there will realise just how desperate and why we were so desperate to get Kate home. It wasn't just a matter of her being with the family over here. It was because we wanted her to get the best possible care we could find for her.